We're joined now by Ben Wellings. He's Senior Lecturer of Politics and International Relations at Monash University. Here to talk about the latest goings-on on the UK political scene. And Ben, never a dull moment for UK politics right now. Let's just start with Liz Truss backing down on that decision to abolish the top-tier tax rate. What was the better option for her there? Backing down, saying she's listened, or burnishing her Margaret Thatcher credentials? Of course, Thatcher, a political hero of hers.
Yes, I mean, she does try and channel Thatcher, but without any of the sort of political authority that I think Thatcher built up over many years in opposition and then in government. So, of course, that's a major difference for someone coming in to office within four weeks and without the support of the majority of her parliamentary colleagues, if we look at where the votes for it went in the early stages of that election campaign. I don't think she had much of a choice not to back down. The planning to abolish the top rate of taxes was politically toxic and very damaging in the seats that Boris Johnson had won back in 2019, which were, if you like, borrowed votes from Labour voters who didn't take kindly at all to the sort of nouveau Thatcherite politics. So I think it was politically maladroit, and I think she had no choice to back down, but it has damaged her authority. There's no question about that.
Does it in any way affect her leadership? I mean, does it seal her fate? Is she done?
I think the really damaging thing is the loss of the appearance of economic competence. You know, this is the Conservatives' really strong point at any election. You know, we typically think the Labour Party are sort of regarded more highly in terms of education and health, but the Conservatives are seen as the competent economic managers. And if they don't have that, they're very exposed. It puts me in mind of 1992, when the Conservative UK government was ejected from the exchange rate mechanism to set up the single currency in the EU. And after that, they lost their reputation for sound economic management, and they never recovered. And that was 5 years before an election. We're probably 2 years out of an election now. And I'm not sure what Truss can really do to win back the confidence of her parliamentary colleagues, but also voters whose allegiance to the Conservative Party may have been only over the issue of Brexit and scepticism towards Jeremy Corbyn. And both those issues have either gone or largely receded from the political imagination amongst the UK electorate. And I think they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, the next general election due by January 2025. But, Liz Truss was in a difficult position on that tax rate call. The Conservative Party's in a very difficult position as well. I mean, removing Liz Truss isn't really a credible option either, is it, so early in her leadership?
No, I mean, and it would be hard to see, who would Rishi Sunak come back on a kind of an I told you so ticket? How would that look in the electorate? I mean, you've got to remember there's been four Conservative prime ministers in this Conservative government since 2010, and those four since 2016. So it kind of looks like there's this, one party is in power, but there's this kind of churn of leadership at the top. And if, once you're getting into your fourth prime minister, you're really running out of leadership talent. I think the pool is running a little bit dry, in terms of who could do it and who would want to do it. People with political ambition would be very reluctant, I would think, to pick up the reins of this particular government. This being said, they've got a very large majority. Johnson bequeathed them a very large majority, but and under normal circumstances, we'd say, well, they're pretty safe. They can afford to lose a lot of bark and still be okay. But these aren't normal circumstances.
If it was about 3 or 4 years ago, do you think that they might have been able to get away with it? Because there was a lot of talk about modern monetary theory and, that you didn't need to always fund all the spending that you did. But the mood has changed with rates this high, inflation this high, and they just didn't read that mood, both Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng.
That's a really good point. I'm also, what's interesting for me is when you look at the decision making of the people supporting Liz Truss in the grassroots, who tend to be more radical than parliamentarians, because I don't think they have to interact with the other side of politics the way that parliamentarians do. What it looks like to me is that this is a party that's already in opposition, is trying, you know, when parties go into opposition, they sort of fall back on reassuring things that worked in the past that may not be entirely appropriate for now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, out of time here, but thanks very much for joining us. Ben Welling, Senior Lecturer of Politics and International Relations at Monash University.